Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's talk of General Motors going bankrupt. The dollar tumbled even further, losing some gains it made over the last few months. And by gains, that is modest gains on its 45% loss. It had gained a few points back. And the globalists are running around cheering and loving what they're doing to this country, meanwhile brainwashing the public with their propaganda TV shows and media. And so we'll bring this up with the former chief economist for the Department of Labor for George W. Bush, Morgan Reynolds, in the next segment. I've got a bunch of other news, too, we're going to throw out there. We were just talking to a caller in Texas, Nathaniel. He said he'd never really read the Bible or didn't frequently read it, I believe he said, but he was drawn to read Revelations, and he was seeing parallels and seeing Saddam in there and all this. So I'm just going to let him finish up the point he was starting to make. Go ahead.
Well, I had a real strange occurrence, I guess, to cut all the other stuff out. I know you don't have time for a real long, drawn-out call. I was working as a temp for a company named Tyrex that did subcontracting work for Dell. And we were on assembly line taking apart computer chassis and taking out gaskets and testing fans and putting them back in. There was a strange guy there that said, "You know, yeah, my preacher says my tattoos are the mark of the beast." And I said, "Well, no, I think it's got something to do with technology." And you could have heard a pin drop, and I got laid off from that job. But then they had a job for me out at Dell. And I was working with these strange people that were out there, and they were talking about witchcraft and all this, and Donald Rumsfeld and how they'd met him. And this one guy was talking about, yeah, he had a chance to work out at Area 51 and this and that. You know, he got into the whole alien thing and Planet X and all this, and did I know what the pyramids were about and all this. But then he just looked straight at me and he said, "Our God is going to rise straight up out of the sea. There's not a damn thing you can do about it." And
So you were over there, and let me guess, you didn't worship Satan with them, so you were fired.
No, I was praying to my God while they were praying to their God, and I never went back to that job. I told them I found another job after that. But the weird thing was, he wanted to know where I had heard about some of this stuff was, and I said something about Access TV. 10 years ago, I used to be in Austin, and I'd seen some of your programming, and it was like a few years after that I noticed Dell had been involved in trying to shut down Access TV, and I just wondered if there was any connection between that.
Where did you see where they were involved trying to shut it down?
I thought I'd heard that from your program. Maybe I heard it from somebody else that they were part of the move to try to...
Well, yeah, no, they were offering money... you're a close listener. Yes, they were
offering money
to the very board.
I also had some whacking up security guards follow me around, and I kind of felt uneasy.
Let me tell you,
follow me into the restroom and stuff like they were getting ready to jump me or something.
Dell is like a IBM wannabe, and very creepy. And I actually had an employee go buy me some monitors, and I said, "Just buy the cheapest, oldest monitors." And he brought Dell's in here, and I think I'm going to throw them in the trash and just buy new ones. I don't even want Dell monitors in my office.
Well, you know, if you change the D to an H, what you wind up with. And I had, strangely enough, I had a Dell computer that was a used one that had been given to me by a third party, and the thing logged itself back onto the Internet, and somebody was accessing my hard drive. And I got rid of that thing after
Well,
that.
I just know Dell fires people that visit my website. Again, they're allowed to visit websites at lunch, but if you visit my site, you're fired. And they'll call them right in and go, "We logged you going to InfoWars. Get your stuff and get out of here." And Michael Dell is a real piece of work. Thanks for the call, my friend. Good to hear from you. We're going to get Morgan Reynolds on here after the quick break. And, you know, you can't win for losing. I mean, you try to buy a Sony Vaio, their New World Order. You try to buy an HP, their Total New World Order. IBM's are Total New World Order. I've got two G5s for video editing. I mean, they're pretty New World Order. It's just you got to choose, though. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than IBM. I mean, they're just pure evil. If something's evil, they're involved in it 100% of the time. And we could do whole shows on it. In fact, my film, Martial Law, covers IBM. We spend some time on them.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If memory serves me correctly, and it normally does, we were the first to interview Morgan Reynolds after he had written some articles for Lou Rockwell and others and had been picked up by several major national publications. And former Bush government member says something else may have brought down towers. Government may have been involved. We were the first to have him on the radio, and I'm just so honored to have him back on with us again. And, of course, he's Morgan Reynolds. Back in 2001 and 2002, he was the chief economist of the Department of Labor. That's the number two position there. We've also, of course, had the chief economist, the number two position, deputy secretary of the Treasury on many times, Paul Craig Roberts, who's gone from saying they could have been involved to they probably were involved, that is, criminal elements in the government, on 9/11. Ron Paul says the government may declare martial law, start arresting us and take our guns. Bob Barr said the government may set up a dictatorship. It looks like that may happen, and that Bush is more anti-gun than Clinton. Of course, Morgan Reynolds is a what you'd call conservative slash libertarian. He actually has a good record, unlike Bush and others. And so my point here is that we have all these good men and women, physics professors and defense ministers from Germany and number three in the Blair government and all these other people going public. More and more and more, and firefighters and New York cops and UL National Laboratory underwriters going, we tested it. This building couldn't have fallen from fire. Impossible. We have all these people going public. So I don't want to hear that, oh, if some criminal element did this, they'd get caught. Well, yeah, they've now been caught 40-plus years later, 41 years later, that the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Our government attacked them. They didn't fire back, and they called that an attack, and 58,000 Americans died. It is now admitted. I've interviewed the admirals that took the phone call, that LBJ got on the phone and said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. They had Israel attack it, tried to blame it on Egypt. They strafed the lifeboats. I mean, this is Northwoods is real. Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. So I don't want to hear that, oh, if this was true, it would come out. We had the dean of the Defense Language School say that he was forced to train Muhammad Atta and others, and that they were government agents. And then they threatened to court-martial him, and he shut up real quick, but they dropped the court-martial. You know, we forget all of this. The colonel, the Defense Language School chief, who we're trying to get back on, now retired. Again, Muhammad Atta and others being trained at his base out in Monterey, California, trained at Pensacola Naval Air Station. We know what happened. Do you understand? All right, I've been ranting for 2 minutes. I appreciate Morgan Reynolds joining us. Morgan, it's a real honor to have you back on.
It's good to be back on, Alex.
Any comments on the rant I just threw out there?
Amen. when I went down to Florida last week with this series of Jimmy Walter programs, I actually did a PowerPoint on false flag terrorism. And you just start with Nero burning down half of Rome to pin it on the Christians, you know, just right up to 9/11 and beyond, right? I mean, now we got 9/11s and around the world.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, they're constantly happening. I mean, clearly the Madrid bombing was an op. Clearly Gladio, declassified U.S. government ops. Clearly 7/7 was an op. It just goes on and on.
It does. The great thing about the Madrid bombing was the unpredicted reaction. And that is, people said, no, let's get these guys out of the government and put in the new ones and get out of Iraq. That gives these perpetrators pause.
Well, actually, nationwide they reported, you're right, in Reuters, that 2 million people took to the streets and hundreds of signs were seen saying the government did it within a day of it happening. Look, I'm still reserving judgment 2 weeks after the 7/7 bombing, saying I don't know if it's the government, and mainstream news articles are saying it probably is, and of course the evidence later conclusively showed that. But my point is that I'm getting now to kind of be the one that's not radical. People are getting it so fast now, Mr. Reynolds,
mm-hmm.
or should I say Dr. Reynolds?
Alex, that's the heartening thing, is that the truth does not retreat. I don't care how much disinformation is put out, false leads and the like. Every advance we make, it's just stout. And I was heartened to find how many Americans know about this, just because of the emails I got and the response to radio programs like yours. Callers.
Well, sir, I want to get into 9/11. I want to take calls today in the next 47 minutes we've got left with you. But I was asking you during the break when we first got you on, I can't wait till you write a book or put out a video because I want to carry it in my bookstore. But I said, is there anything you want to promote or plug? And you said there's a particular website you like that you're a member of, and I heartily agree with you. Tell folks about the 911 physics site.
Yeah, that's physics911.org. We've got a lot of good material there about why the official 9/11 story is physically impossible. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be adding some other good stuff. We've added some new people. You mentioned Underwriter Labs. Kevin Ryan's come on board, Stephen Jones. And there's an aeronautical engineer and former airline pilot who's going to describe how it was physically impossible because of the air pressure for a Boeing 757 to go into the Pentagon. Now, we already know it's proven impossible, the government story at the Pentagon, but this just adds more. In other words, there's so much air pressure under a plane that's supposedly going this fast, this low, it would have blown open those trailers, those construction trailers out there on the Pentagon lawn, et cetera. just physically impossible.
Well, that's the thing. A plane cannot land a plane that size at 600 miles an hour, like the government was saying. They have to slow down to 150 or so, even slower, put their end down, and direct the flaps just so, and then it's still hard to put one down.
Yeah, right, right. So it's just a mess of pottage the government has sold us, that is, the perpetrators themselves.
Well, absolutely. You're an economist, got a doctorate in it. Why don't you get into your views on GM? They're now talking about going bankrupt. We have the dollar tumbling even more, gold exploding, how they play games with the stock markets by taking losers out of the indexes. I mean, give us your take on, well, Bush has spent more money than all other presidents combined, and that's hailed as conservative.
Right, and the rate of growth in spending is more rapid than LBJ's Great Society. Just pure recklessness of the first order on every front. One point, there's a couple points about gold and silver and the greenback losing altitude. One is we've got Ben Bernanke coming into the Federal Reserve. It doesn't have near the false prestige, though it is, that Greenspan does. And among economists, he's known as Helicopter Ben because of his statements about how a deflation is impossible because we can just print as much as we want and distribute it via helicopter, just drop it from the air. So the markets are getting the message here.
And so if they've already put out, what, $3.5 billion, almost $4 trillion in the last 5 years, which is, I mean, Germany printing levels before the Depression, then with Bernanke, exactly, he said he's gonna heat the presses up even more. What should we see?
Well, that's what the markets are saying, is get into things that the Fed can't print, like oil and precious metals. And then Monday, I guess, the Chinese Central Bank or some government spokesperson said over there that, well, maybe we've got enough of these greenbacks now, right? They've got about $1 billion. So that means maybe the party's over on financing our foreign trade deficit. So there's another straw in the wind. The world's gagging on printed paper money that says U.S. dollar on it.
Well, they already went to a basket 6 months ago, which would be devastating in and of itself. But yeah, you're right, sir. They're talking about moving out of the dollar. This is unbelievable.
Well, yeah. Remember, Saddam said, "I think I'll take euros now for Iraqi oil." He's invaded next week. Once the dollar begins to be shirked as the world reserve currency, we can't print our way into buying all these imported goods and services.
Sir, you're an economist. You headed up the Labor Department's entire economic strategy for the current president in the first 2 years of his administration. Can you explain this to the yuppies that send me mean emails? They think a little paltry 5-6% tax cut by Bush is great. They'd rather have that than have their dollar lose 45%. Can you explain to them that the dollar losing 45% and then Bush cutting taxes by 5-8% is an actual 30-plus% tax increase?
Well, it certainly raises the price of their BMWs over the long run, right? You know, foreign goods are going to become more expensive with a cheaper dollar. The whole world currency system is so messed up. Right? You have all these floating paper monies and dirty floats by intervention by the central bank. It is just a mess compared to a century ago, when we were still on a gold standard.
Where do you see it going then? I mean, do you see the dollar falling, the bottom falling out? How low would it go if that's the case?
Well, it very well can. Calling this is a hard thing to do. I'd be a rich man if I could call 9 out of 10 of these things. But this may be... the dollar was... even lower against the euro a while back. A euro was a $1.35, and not right now it's $1.20. So we have a ways to go in the dollar losing.
So you
value.
See this being kind of a long not going out with a bang, but with a whimper.
Yeah. I'll bet against the dollar long run. Absolutely.
Okay, please stay there, sir. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Talking to Morgan Reynolds, Chief Economist, Department of Labor, in Bush's first administration, 2001-2002. I want to get a little bit more into the economics. The strategic elites, why are they saying that a weak dollar is good? Why are they, Bush has been saying, we don't care if the dollar goes down. You were even in his administration when he first started saying that back in 2002. I remember him going on TV and Snow, Treasury Secretary, going on TV and saying that when he got in 2003, saying it's not a bad thing. who cares if we're the world reserve currency? I mean, everybody knows that would be devastating. Then people wouldn't want all our funny money, and that's really our only product we've got left. Comments on that, sir?
Yeah, I'm not sure what their motive is. A lot of it is sheer ignorance. It does, if you have a cheaper dollar, it does help our exports. That means farm, industrial, high tech, Hollywood, whatever we're exporting. But it's not a good thing long run. It shows the rot in a nation where your currency is just being debased.
Our balance of trade is so out of kilter. I mean, if we had more exports than imports, sure, short term it might not be bad to have a weak currency.
Yeah, it does tend to rebalance it or close up the deficit, but it takes a heck of a long time, too. I don't know. It's almost like these people have quit on all these issues. It's just a snow job, Mr. Secretary of the Treasury.
Yeah, pun intended.
Yes, and you just have to say, where are these guys coming from? What advice are they getting? My experience was, one reason I wanted to leave, certainly after 1 year, was they don't listen to what is good, sound economic analysis and advice. They don't care. It's all about short-run spin.
Can you give us an example?
Well, how about the unemployment numbers and employment stats that come out every month? I had to prep the Secretary of Labor, prepare her. Here's the good points, here's the bad points. And she would never concede a thing when the press would ask her a question that was kind of semi-hostile. Well, there's some things wrong over here. Manufacturing jobs are down 80,000 again. Well, and she would just use that as a pretext for it. And that's why we've got to pass the president's legislation on Capitol Hill, whatever was in fashion at that time.
What about
time.
The famous thing of a few years ago saying that fast food jobs would be durable goods from manufacturing?
It would be durable goods?
Yes, they were saying that this counted as manufacturing. And
oh. Yeah, they're saying this with a straight face. Yeah, very amusing. Well,
Carl Rose told the New York Times that they, quote, control reality. You're saying, being in that administration, you think they believe their own propaganda?
And my experience at Labor was that I would tell them, hey, you know, this is going to catch up with you. And they would just poo-poo that. People don't remember anything. Well, it's catching up to them now, isn't it? You know, one lie after the other, small, medium, and large.
Where do you see Iraq going? Do you think they really thought they could go over there and fix everything, or do you think that they wanted things to be screwed up because they could sell more weapon systems the longer they were there?
I think there's a mix of motives. Some people believe the one, and others believe the other. It's almost like 9/11. You know, you got all these people compartmentalized, and you probably use foreign labor to plant the demo explosives in the three towers because that's going to be so huge. But you can use Americans in these ordinary type number of deaths predicted.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people would actually be supporting the attack and think they were part of a drill.
That happens, too. Yes, right. You're being used. You turn out to be a form of a stooge. You're kind of an unconsenting participant.
Well, it's like the hijackers, clearly government agents, clearly highly trained as spies at Monterey in California and at Pensacola and other places. Then they go out and create a ledger, a history, and then they're on those planes, but that's as far as it goes, the little decoys.
Well, yeah, that's just the cover-up story, the patsies.
But we even have the evidence that that's what happened. That's the only thing it conclusively shows. In fact, I want to ask Morgan Reynolds this when we get back. We're about to break it. A long segment coming up. We'll take some of your calls. Looking at the evidence, we know the official story is a fraud, but what do you think really happened from all the evidence you've got? Specifically, now, you know, we know the bad guy committed the murder. We caught him red-handed, but we're now having to reconstruct the crime. I want to see what your opinion is on this from your research that you've done. Morgan Reynolds on the other side.
And we'll take your calls as well, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
For our guest, Morgan Reynolds. And then we're going to open the phones up to Michael Bill, Chris Rarsh, and a few others. And I have a couple news articles I want to mention to him. One of those, well, we'll get to that in a second. My last question before we hit that break, Dr. Reynolds, was the point about, we know their official story is a fraud. We know it's an inside job. We know there were bombs in the buildings. I mean, that's totally proven. Now we have the firefighter tapes. Even David Ray Griffin now says it's conclusive. It was an inside job. He wouldn't even say that till a few months ago. But now it's just open and shut. How specifically do you think they carried out the operation, and who specifically do you think inside the government did it?
Yeah, that's at the level of the professional killers and technicians. I don't know, but you can go right down the line. Right, it's Bush, Cheney. And besides, in a conspiracy, of course, all the co-conspirators are guilty of the most grave of the crimes, meaning first-degree murder. But you go right down the line, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, etc., and then you get to the level kind of the Dove Zackheim, Jerome Hauer people, I suspect. But I would throw the net very wide. I mean, Rudy Giuliani is complicit. The heads of the United and American Airlines CEOs, I would charge all of them
who got a $25 billion payoff to shut up.
Yes, right. The airlines did. And then you go to the FBI. How about the Secret Service, you know? The director, Brian Stafford, that was a stand-down with Bush there in Sarasota. The Secret Service failed to do its normal
job. And what's that weird meeting in Moffett Air Force Base where he flies up there and there's hundreds of top CEOs, including people that should have been in the towers, all meeting in some bunker secretly, I mean, with Warren Buffett? How weird is that?
Right, and there are various theories about that. Yes, it all stinks to high heaven, doesn't it? And one thing you would do, when you are a prosecutor, you have all these marvelous coercive weapons at your disposal. You can subpoena witnesses, subpoena evidence, and then it starts to come unwound, and you can offer immunity to certain people for giving it up.
But it is coming unwound. I mean, this will bring down their whole new world order. Why did they think they could get away with it?
One word, hubris. They've been getting away with these things, and they just get more and more audacious, right? When they got away with the Oklahoma City bombing, we could do something much bigger than this and get away with it.
You know, I have no doubt in my mind and my heart and my analysis skills, Dr. Reynolds, that if we wouldn't have exposed this as boldly as we did, and if so many prominent people who've got good brains wouldn't have gone public, I have no doubt they would have already pulled something off even bigger.
If they needed it, they would have. Now, because the administration's coming unstuck, they need it, but I don't know that that the reaction is going to be as predictable as the first time around.
Exactly. They know now it's kind of a catch-22.
Well, it is.
I know they were going to carry out events because they were saying it's going to happen.
Yes.
Nukes are going to go
That's
off.
Right.
Martial law's good.
It's going to be nuclear, yes.
If you keep investigating 9/11, the terrorists will nuke us. I mean, Dick Cheney said
right.
that on Facebook.
If you preserve the truth, you're dead.
Well, Bush came out last week and said clearly, he said that if you don't pass the Patriot Act, terrorists will attack. I mean, how obvious does that have to get?
Well, yeah, that fear card, you begin to grow numb. Isn't that right? It just doesn't have the same resonance.
Well, also, people have a certain instinct, even if we're dumbed down. The general, I mean, look. 5 years ago, I told people about government-sponsored terror. Most didn't get it. 3 years ago, some got it. Now, I use the analogy of selling snow cones in hell. I mean, people are buying it without even having to sell it. I mean, it's just they already seem to know it.
Yes, so optimism is in order.
Well, I first talked to you, 6 months ago when you first went public. You didn't have this optimism. You seem very optimistic, Dr. Reynolds. Are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Well, number one, it's very satisfying to me that we are convicting them at the bar of history. That's not satisfying to everybody because we want real convictions. Let's have the gallows put up on the White House lawn after the proper trials have been held. Are we going to get there? I'm on a high in terms of I think we're going to get there.
I tell you, I think they've really gone too far. But don't elites always do that throughout history? You talk about hubris, imperial hubris. They always go nuts.
That's right. Yeah, they've overplayed their hand so badly, and the whole World Trade Center. It's just so appalling. I just wonder, even if some of our hired killers could have planted those explosives. That's why we speculate. Foreign labor being used.
Well, they always compartmentalize a big operation.
Yes, right. And then it was just a lot of the conspirators must have been appalled at what went down that they weren't prepared for, how big this is.
Well, I know it. Bush, just a few weeks after 9/11, got on national TV at the UN and said, how dare you say the government's involved? How dare you bring up these conspirators?
Oh, yes.
Shut up.
Right. On your website, I was glad to see you had the Texas A&M University statement with the former chief spook, president of Texas A&M, Robert M. Gates, denouncing me.
I know. How obvious is that?
Oh, man.
Let me bring up another point. We know the Capitol Hill Blues reporting has really been sterling. I mean, I've been reading them for over 10 years.
and everything they've reported has been a spot on. They really do have moles in the White House. He was very anti-Clinton, the editor of it, and his stuff about Bush throwing fits. I mean, I have White House contacts, folks. I actually have two of them if you really want to know, and one of them is somewhat antagonistic. The other is a good friend. That's all I'm going to say, and I've been hearing this for 2 years. Now it's in the New York Daily News that he gets 17-year-old staffers and spits and screams for 45 minutes in their face, frothing, screaming, GD, F this, F that. Now, in a congressional meeting that had quite a few congressmen at it, this was a big meeting there in front of all their other people, Bush said, I don't give a GD. I'm the president, the commander-in-chief. Do it. Stop throwing the Constitution in my face. It's just a GD piece of paper. The point is he's attacking the Constitution, not just the GD statement. And I brought that up to you. What's your view on statements like that?
Well, I believe that. I've seen a secretary or two just be abusive to underlings and just rant. I understand they're under pressure, but I just wonder if Bush, that his handlers are very worried about him pulling these things in public. And that's why he can only go from military base to military base. He can't have any encounters. They've got to keep him well insulated and medicated.
But, I mean, you don't put somebody who can't keep their cool over a special forces fire team. You don't put somebody in as a bank president who blows up at people because that means they've got problems. I mean, I've got just a few employees.
Right.
I never blow up and scream at them and get in their face.
Nobody would have ever turned their family business over to George W. Bush.
But, I mean, I've wanted to scream at people, but you can't do that.
Right. I just wonder if he isn't a wet drunk now.
Well, that's the same reports you're getting from good sources, is that he's lavishing himself. Oh, boy. I just get so sick.
Well, I would rather... This is one reason I wanted the Bush-Cheney cabal reelected. I wanted them to... suffer some of the consequences of their policies and be in office instead of having a Kerry, another skull and bones, insider elite type living with the consequences.
No, I got you. It's like a tag team wrestling match, and you want to wear out the one guy you're fighting instead of letting him put in somebody who's fresh.
That's right. Let's let them grind it down and leave in a disgrace.
Well, I wrote articles like that and got Democrats really frothing at me. I said, they're cousins, they're skull and bones, this thing is staged.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, now, Mr. Reynolds, look at the Clintons being called the members of the family. Rupert Murdoch meets every week for 4 hours for a big meal with Hillary. They're positioning her. I mean, can you speak to the stagedness of all this?
Yeah, it's a, quote, democracy, unquote. It's controlled, right. You know, somebody like Ronald Reagan or JFK were actually outside of the elite and then had to be brought under control. JFK, they weren't doing it, so they killed him. And you saw the talents of the invisible government at work there. And with Reagan... Oh, guess what? There, you know, within 3 months, there was this assassination attempt by the son of a friendly family to George Herbert Walker Bush.
Who they're having dinner with the night
right.
before, yeah.
And whatever energy Reagan ever had, maybe he was only a showman, the real president was George Herbert Walker Bush and James Baker.
Well, that's admitted. Reagan got in at first and said, I'm going to cut taxes down to 10%, and I'm going to abolish the IRS. And they started telling him what to do. This is on record.
The whole Capitol was all worried about rolling back the welfare state, the revolution.
Yeah, Reagan told Bush Sr., get the hell out of my office. The two hated each other in the campaign. And, boy, after that special visit to the hospital, though, he behaved better, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
They
right.
kept him sedated the whole time.
Yeah, there's nothing like a bullet just near your heart to quiet you down.
Well, that's on record that Reagan did. I'm not here defending Reagan, folks, but compared to the Bushes, he was a little angel.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, Ron Paul gave the neocon speech, Morgan, where he talked about we've been totally betrayed, they're totally taking over. What do you say to the little sniveling neocons that just are little lapdogs fawning at Bush as he dismantles America?
Well, Bush was a convenient tool, but they'll jump on somebody else. I mean, you could even imagine Bush being assassinated to martyrdom him, and they'll catch the next bus, the next train that'll move their agenda.
The parasites will just leap to a new host.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a lot of people, a lot of analysts have been saying that the only thing that can save Bush in the history books, and we hope this doesn't happen, is him having something bad happen.
Yeah, that's a bit like Abraham Lincoln, I'm afraid, unfortunately. Another real bad president, but that's for another day.
It certainly is. Let's take a few calls here. Let's talk to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I heard Dr. Reynolds a couple of days ago on Genesis, so welcome aboard.
Thank you.
I have to be real brief. My phone may cut out. I don't believe, gentlemen, that we can do anything in the court system in North Carolina. It's totally corrupt. I'd like to read you four sentences from Thursday's News and Observer. For 5 months, a man charged in Durham with a drunken driving thought he had a lawyer to defend him. But in truth, the man's advocate was a salesman pitching a program that electronically monitors whether a person had been drinking. By the time the man who had spoke little English actually had a lawyer, he'd spent hundreds of dollars on the ankle bracelet called a Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitor, or SCRAM.
Let me just throw this out at you. They even had a CBS News piece 4 years ago in Austin about it, and I pointed it out before that. If you get arrested for no seatbelt, which they do, or if you get arrested, the famous Laga Vista case, or if you get arrested for unpaid traffic tickets, when they take you to jail, they say, we're not letting you out till you sign this form. And you admit to 9 crimes, drug dealing, drunk driving, beating your wife. And then they said on the news, you are now guilty until proven innocence. They call it personal recognizance bond. You want to comment on that, Dr. Reynolds?
Corruption runs rampant. And I don't know the facts here, but I'm ready to believe right off the bat.
And public trust gone. I mean,
yes. Now, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is. I'd like Dr. Reynolds, if he could, to comment on deregulation of savings and loans by Reagan. See, most of the people I know believe that paper dollars in the bank or in a jar in the ground are completely safe and security. And, Alex,
they're not from inflation and then being debased. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Thank you. That's exactly right. And, Alex, if you would, could you please expand a little bit on Tripod 2 on the day of 9/11?
Sure. Thanks for the call. I want to go to some more, but Dr. Reynolds, do you want to comment on how they were running?
Well, that's a messy story about the SNLs, which is an artificial creature of regulation to begin with, and then they deregulate. What is the travesty, of course, is the taxpayer bailout to the tune of $300 billion and all the corruption, the Neil Bushes of Silverado, SNL, all the people that made out like bandits, because they are bandits.
I agree with you. Now, with Tripod 2, first that FEMA chief there on the ground said, yeah, we were there the night before for a drill. Then, that wasn't true. But then Giuliani got asked about it in the Whitewash Commission and admitted they were running a drill that night and that day. It was true.
Yeah, they were conveniently right there near the site, very much like the Arlington Fire Department emergency vehicles were right nearby when the Pentagon was hit.
Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Ohio. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, I'll make this as short as I can, although I think you'll find this interesting. George Bush was also known as Bill Bush Man. He would get drunk and hold the man on his name tag and say that his real name was Bush. And he was with the 1st and the 94th Artillery in 1967. It makes me wonder how many listeners were with the 1st and 94th and whether or not they remember him. He said that his dad was with the CIA, was the head of the CIA, and he would be, not run, but would be the president, and he wrote the speeches for the president. And I told him, I said, oh, he had the nickname of Snake. And I told him, I
sir,
said,
you've called before.
Yes, I
you
did.
You said you were in Europe with Bush, and there's no record
right.
of Bush with the Texas Air National Guard in Europe. He was in Alabama.
No, I'm sorry, Alex, but I think we've got some wrong information.
Okay, well, send me some documentation. I'd like
well,
it.
Well, I don't have the documentation. I don't tell no lies.
Sir, I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm just saying thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, I can only go off what I can prove. That's what I do. So, I mean, just, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you're lying, sir. Any comments on Bush and being AWOL and all the rest of it, Morgan?
No.
We're going to break here in a moment, but give us that that website again, physics911.org.
Yes.
That is really exciting, all the prominent people that are starting to go public. When do you, I mean, as more and more people blow the whistle and go public, both inside and outside the program, I mean, what's your time frame on seeing people brought to justice then?
Wouldn't it be great if Elliot Spitzer heard duty call? He's going to be the next governor of New York State. I don't know. I would take an intermediate run. I'd settle for the next 5 to 10 years if we could get convictions.
The problem is every president protects the criminal before them, like Bill Clinton protecting, or George Bush protecting Bill Clinton. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we're out of time because we got a couple callers I promised we'd go to. But I wanted to play this clip for Australian TV. He's here in America interviewing Americans. And who should we invade? You can choose 3, 5, 6, 10, or unlimited. Unlimited. We run everything. We should kill everybody, take over, nuke everyone. Dr. Reynolds, you can't underestimate, though, just the ignorant mass of people out there that, I guess, associate themselves with the power structure when they're not even part of it. Do you have any message to them, those that just mindlessly think that bombing innocent countries is good?
Well, yeah, I mean, wake up. It's willful ignorance. Citizens have burdens or duties, not just benefits. You know, it's unconscionable. We're a disgrace. This country is a disgrace when you've got people in such denial.
Well, they also think that they're going to get something off an invasion. No, you're going to pay for it, so a bunch of big fat cats get it.
Yeah, I mean, the private benefits are so small compared to the social costs, which are so enormous. That's the Halliburton Bechtels of the world and your international banking buddies. The immediate beneficiaries of this is just... it's just appalling when you just see war is almost all cost.
Well, they're also taking most of the money they make off the war, of our tax money, and not reinvesting it here. It's like buying something from a company out of state. It's all going to China and India for development.
Well, yeah, that shows you where their patriotism is.
So it seems they're looting. I mean, we look at all these indicators, the indices. I mean, doesn't it just look like we're seeing the strategic elites just say America's too far gone, loot the hell out of it?
Oh, I don't know. It's not that obvious to me. You mentioned GM. Yeah, they're a highly unionized legacy manufacturer. It's proven that people can make money designing and producing and selling automobiles here, right? But you ain't carrying the UAW with you for decade after decade.
Absolutely. Let's real fast. Chris in Little Rock, Arkansas. Go ahead, Chris.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, we're almost out of time.
Sorry. People talk about, you know, impeaching the president, and the president is sworn to uphold the Constitution and defend it, and if he is guilty of the things that you say he is guilty of, then as our commander-in-chief, really impeachment, it's not harsh enough. I mean, he should be put on trial and executed if he is purposely subverting the United States Constitution.
Well, the Congress should do its duty and impeach him. That just means he's indicted. And then with a conviction, and then there'd be punishments for high crimes and treason.
Right, right.
Well, I don't ever want to turn Bush and Cheney into martyrs. I want them to be in a federal prison for the rest of their lives.
The other thing I wanted to say was, Alex, is you were talking, I'm sorry that this is off subject, but you were talking earlier about cops and just kind of having a thuggish mentality. I had a good friend of mine, 25-year-old guy, you know, no criminal record, attends church regularly, has a good job, this sort of thing. And he was just driving through a neighborhood, and apparently, and he didn't know at the time, but an off-duty cop, he did a Hollywood roll or something where he, you know, went 2 or 3 miles through a stop sign instead of coming to a complete stop. Well, he had this guy, you know, and he didn't know it was an unmarked car, this guy chasing down.
We had about 30 seconds.
He had this guy chasing down, and they're going, you know, 60 miles an hour to a residential neighborhood, and my friend stopped, and he actually pulled a 9mm, not the cop. My friend pulled a 9mm on the cop. He's got a concealed carry, and this guy was just acting like a complete thug. But once he, you know, had a gun pulled on him, he showed him his badge. My friend put his gun up, but that guy ended up getting fired. But it just kind of shows you the mentality.
Well, that sounds like the right thing. That sounds like something good that happened. Okay, we're out of time. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry to all the other callers. Dr. Reynolds, can we get you back up in the near future?
You bet.
And I really appreciate your fine work, sir. And I'm glad to see that you have the same view I do, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Godspeed, my friend. Keep up the good work.
You too, Alex. Thank you.
Take care. There goes Morgan Reynolds, fellow Texan. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. Take care. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.